Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting on 96.5 FM and AM 630 on the dial. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Thrash Call Me Thursday.
Thrash 'em.
Yep. And, well, as the week continues, so does the thrashing. And I just love keeping up on all the cool stuff going on in Congress right now, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Obviously that's not the Senate I'm talking about. That's the House.
Yep.
And, you know, there's some very cool things going on that we've got a clip here today from Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is basically giving the backhand to the executive director of the DC Board of Elections.
Yes.
And oh man, you're going to love that one. And then we've got another clip here from the Epic Times, who has this fantastic thing to say about what the previous FBI director, James Comey, is now touring around the United States telling people about Trump. Warning people. And let's just remember, first of all, that Mr. I'm so smug and I'm part of the biggest scandal that has ever been perpetrated
Deep
upon
state
America.
Dirtbag.
Yeah. Who was the one that was helping push all of these lies about Trump and investigating all of the Russia hoax, you know?
Well, and then on top of that, saying that there's nothing to prosecute here with Hillary and all of these classified servers and all these other clearly violations of the law.
If that takes just utter stupidity or if that takes like insanity, because the proof is already out there. The proof that has basically does the slam dunk on him, on Hillary, on FBI direct, the current one, Christopher Wray, on the whole Department of Justice, on everybody involved. It's a slam dunk.
The whole
world already knows this evidence.
The whole deep state is involved here. And you have this traitor, really, Comey.
Comey, yeah.
On a speaking tour, warning about Trump's retaliatory second term and the
retribution presidency.
Right. A retribution presidency, warning of a rogue president.
Right. And so apparently this is the only way that he could even be making any sense at all to anybody that's going to listen to him is just one commie talking to another commie, because then it makes sense. In that context, saying that he'll be horribly dangerous to our whole setup as a communist, of course he's going to be dangerous to communists.
Yeah, they said patriots are dangerous. Trump is dangerous. His supporters are dangerous. Christians are dangerous.
Yeah, dangerous
and,
to who?
And here,
communism.
Exactly. They're a threat to our democracy, they say. You better believe we're a threat to your democracy.
That's right.
Because your democracy is mob rule. It is tyranny.
It's unconstitutional.
It's unconstitutional. It's the exact opposite of a constitutional republic. And yes, we are a threat to your democracy, or we wouldn't be patriots.
That's right.
Now, according to the Daily Signal, speaking of enemies of America, the Southern Poverty Law Center now has placed Moms for Liberty and other parent groups on the same list as the KKK and other, you know, extremists, terrorists, domestic homeland terrorists. So they've now placed these parent rights groups that are, you know, petitioning their schools and protesting against the sexually perverted curriculum and stuff in their library as extremists now.
Right. Yeah,
they're right in the same group as homeland domestic terrorists.
Well, and all of those statements would be what we would expect to hear if we went to old time China. Soviet Union. That's what I meant to say was the old time Russia, where, you know, under like, Khrushchev.
Stalin, Lenin.
Yeah. Those would be the statements that you would hear if you went to those countries during those times of communism,
right,
and to China today. You know, but the fact that they're making those kind of ridiculous statements in America, expecting Americans to buy it, when we look at that, go, that's illegal. You all communists are illegal. Communism in America, especially in an elected position or an appointed position, is illegal as all get out,
right,
and that is outlined by Constitution Article 4, Section 4. As we already know, we're guaranteed a Republican form of government, and therefore every last thing that these communists are saying is just speaking to illegality, speaking to unconstitutionality.
Yes.
And anybody that doesn't understand the Constitution and listens to this James Comey retribution presidency campaign garbage that he's tossing out there, well, if they don't know the Constitution well enough to understand that he's speaking lies and he's speaking like the truest of communists, then they deserve it. You know,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but if you don't know any better than that, and you're going to listen to a communist and think that a communist can say that somebody else is being unconstitutional,
right,
you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what they do. They bend and they twist, they lie, they deceive.
And they accuse you of what they are doing.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're saying at the forefront of this mobilization is Moms for Liberty, a Florida-based group with vast connections to the GOP, which also has been designated as an extremist group, that this year the SPLC designated as an extremist group. They said they can be spotted at the school board meetings across the country, wearing shirts and carrying signs that declare we do not co-parent with the government.
Oh, yes. Imagine that.
That's how you spot a terrorist.
A terrorist is somebody that doesn't want to give their kids to the government. Wow. How crazy is that? You know, those people need a square boot to the bum.
Thrashing.
And, yep, thrash. Those kind of statements belong nowhere on the planet, let alone in the United States of America. So hit the road, buddy.
Yep.
And so, you know what? Speaking of Florida, I've got another great little piece of news that's fantastic. This is from the Truth Press. It says here that the Democrat mayor arrested, facing three felonies for alleged illegal voting. Woohoo!
Well, good deal.
This is in Florida, and it says here that North Miami Beach Mayor Anthony DeFilippo has been charged with three counts of voter fraud amid allegations he did not live in the community of which he is mayor. He's actually being charged. He is facing three felonies for illegal voting. He's
right.
been arrested. He's the mayor. He's the Democrat mayor. He's been arrested, everybody.
Well, you know how that happened?
Yes.
Because Florida has an actual task force,
yep,
that goes after voter fraud.
Thanks to DeSantis.
Yeah, they don't put up with communists or perversion or anything else there. And it's funny because these pro-trans-sexual pedophile type, you know, advocacy groups are putting out travel advisories against going to Florida.
Well, and
you could be in danger.
And apparently the LGBT community is moving out of Florida. And
wow.
And so that is a fantastic statement in and of itself. That right there shows a good governor.
That's right. You're not welcome here. You're not welcome here around our kids where you want to pervert them and
That's
target
right.
them.
Yep.
And prey upon
We're
them.
Not going to allow illegal voting.
That's how it should be.
Yep.
All right. Well, double duty once again.
Double duty.
Yep. This is straight up humility month. And we want to focus on a scripture that focuses on humility.
That's right.
So of course, this is above and beyond the call of duty for the normal scripture of the day. So
right. But this is so important, especially in the end times when the LGBT community is celebrating what got Satan kicked out of heaven for, right? Pride. You can't celebrate pride and be on God's good side. That's well, it's that as well as celebrating homosexuality. You can't You can't celebrate either of those things and expect to be on God's good side.
Yeah. Can you imagine celebrating stealing, having parades for theft?
Celebrating murder.
Right.
Yeah. That's not the way things work. Wow. And so the humility verse for today comes to us from Colossians verses 12 through 15, which read under the title, Character of the New Man. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which you also were called in one body, and be thankful. And that's it. And so that right on the heels of the word of the day, which is fairly similar in content. And this is a random thing that came in the mail. This was not a turning. This was something that came from Joyce Meyer Ministries a couple days ago. And so when I opened it, I went, fantastic. That is going to be the word of the day. And so that comes from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 21 through 32, which read, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which is created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And that's it.
There you go.
And so...
those do go hand in hand. Yeah,
they do. It's great. I mean, anybody that gets the chance to read the entire chapter of Ephesians 4, it's not that long, but it's titled A Walk in Unity. And boy, it just describes how we're called to walk.
Unity and among the believers.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Among the believers. Yes. Not being unified with evil.
Right, just for the sake of getting along. It's like like the coexist stickers. You know, yeah. There are certain things that are oil and water just don't go together.
Right.
And, you know, so you can't be in unity with somebody who is, blatantly advancing an agenda that is against God's word, that is in total contradiction to the way he told us to live.
Well, exactly, because if you read a little bit further in Ephesians, it says... and do not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather even reprove them.
Yes.
For the things which are done by them in secret, it is shameful even to speak of, but all things which are reproved are made manifest by the light, for everything that makes manifest is light. And so what that is saying, and that is in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 11 through 13, and by reprove, that means basically condemn.
Yes.
And you are, it says, do not participate in the unfruitful works of darkness, but even reprove them. So condemn them.
Yes.
And say it directly out loud.
Yeah. Speak against it.
Yep. Speak against it. And that's where, you know, here we are talking about humility and being meek and thinking of yourself less.
Yes.
Right, thinking more of other people and thinking less of about yourself all the time.
In proper context.
Right. And yeah. And so the whole thing of humility as opposed to doing what you're also called to do, which is speak against evil.
Right.
Speak against the unfruitful works of darkness.
Don't participate in it and don't be unified with it.
Right. And so you can't just have humility where you're always saying that everybody is better than you, especially if it's referring to somebody that is involved in sin and right. somebody that is involved in actively acting on evil. And so that's what
we're trying to pull others into that evil, especially the most vulnerable of our culture, our children.
Right. And so part of humility and part of like what we pulled all together with the word of the day is that the most important part is putting on love. And so you're not being kind or tenderhearted by watching somebody walking in sin and not saying something to reprove them. Because by reproving them, you actually are acting kindly and tenderheartedly in a manner of love. Because any way that you can stop them from going down the fiery trail, you know what I mean? Where you're gonna, that love is grabbing somebody's shirt as they're about ready to step off the cliff.
Yes.
And so if you're acting in love, you do reprove them. You do condemn their acts that are going to cause them to go to hell.
Right. And you should also intervene when you see them pushing other people off the cliff.
That's right.
I mean, that's when you have to speak and act against it.
That's right.
You know, but the left or the godless will try to twist and even use scripture, just like Satan does.
Right.
To try to bring you into compliance.
Well,
that's not loving. That's not humble.
By accusing you of being hateful.
Right.
When it's the exact opposite, and Satan knows it's the opposite, because he knows that if you're able to pull them back from the cliff and turn them away while Satan's trying to drag them off over the cliff to his own victory,
right?
Well, you are saving them. You are saving them from the worst possible eternal life they could ever hope for.
Yeah.
And so that is an act of love and an act of kindness and tenderheartedness.
There you go. And what is that scripture one more time?
Okay, so the word of the day was Ephesians chapter 4, verses 21 through 32.
Got it. All right. Well, good to go. Thank you for that.
Oh, praise God.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back. We've got bunch of stuff lined up for you on the other side. We've got some sound clips, and you guys stick around. Hopefully you're having a blessed and safe commute this morning, and we'll be back with you in just a moment. Stay right there.
Yes, the communists have plans for you. As soon as they're in power, they will arrest many of you, seize your property. If you're important enough, they will shoot you, along with all community leaders.
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear, as he can be, on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party.
The rest of you will be regimented, and some of you forced into slave labor. This is the planned, plotted, tested program they are determined to execute in this country.
This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights. They just don't respect the rule of law.
I will never apologize for standing up for an
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty on this fine Thrash of Commie Thursday. This segment, we appreciate you guys prayerfully considering supporting us. We are listener supported, and it really depends on you. You guys are the ones who help us stay on the air. Some of our commercial sponsors do help offset some of the costs, but if you want to keep us on the air, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate to RFR tab. You'll find different ways that you can support us there. And any amount, $5 or $10, $20 a month, it all adds up, and we are very grateful. All right, Lady Liberty, segment two here, bunch of stuff.
Oh, yes. And so, first of all, we need to do some thrashing on the biggest commie of all. I mean, not the biggest, but boy, one of them. This is the Epic Times Crossroads clip with Josh Phillips, and he is describing this horrible retribution presidency campaign that the former FBI director James Comey is now going all over America and right. and sharing so, this whole warning. And so
the first part of this clip is actually Comey. This is
yes.
his position on this, and this is what he's going around telling people about the dangers of Trump getting back in. And then Joshua Phillips follows up with his own comment right after that.
Yep. Danger to communism is right. Here you go.
Well, think about what 4 years of a retribution presidency might look like. He could order the investigation and prosecution of individuals who he sees as enemies. I'm sure I'm on the enemies list. Because the president constitutionally does oversee the executive branch entirely, which includes the Department of Justice, prosecutors and investigators. And so he could commission, direct that individuals be pursued. He could also direct all kinds of other conduct that people would maybe take to court to try to stop. But who enforces court orders? Mm-hmm. Mostly the United States Marshals Service, which is in part of the executive branch and reports to the president. And so President Trump could say, I don't care what the Supreme Court says or these district judges say. I'm telling the Marshals Service, don't enforce the court order. And so our Constitution really does give a rogue president, which is what this would be, tremendous power to destroy. And so that's why I'm trying to warn people. Given the way he said he intends to operate if he's reelected, this will be something we could never have imagined. Again, it's...
Well, folks... Imagine with me for a moment what that would look like. Imagine if all the people who concocted the Trump-Russia allegations, the one that were fake, were thrown in prison. Imagine if the individuals on Jeffrey Epstein's flight list were all thrown in jail and maybe faced other serious charges for whatever they did to those dang children. Imagine if the January 6 prisoners had to be released. Imagine if the people protesting in front of abortion clinics could not be investigated by the FBI and thrown in prison. Imagine what a retribution presidency would look like.
What a deep state creep.
No kidding.
The dangers of a rogue presidency, which is what this would be. Oh, yeah. Oh, and I'm probably on that list. You better believe you're on the list. You're
no
a
kidding.
Traitor.
Yeah, you're going to be charged with crimes yourself, buddy.
Yeah, what you call retribution, communist twister of words, is called treason.
Yes.
And you bet they're scared. They're scared to death of him getting in. To the point where, I believe they will try to kill him rather than him take the presidency again.
Well, so, and that truly, yeah, because... That's the thing, is communism can't operate with Trump in, because he's a true American. He's a constitutional president. He loves America. He loves Americans. And so this whole globalist...
And Americans love him.
Yes, yes. And the whole globalist communist coup that we're right in the middle of right now, they are having the biggest heyday and making more money than they ever have ever. And so, of course, they find him a threat. So we just laugh in their general direction as they are being investigated and evidence is being brought against all of the corrupt criminals and they're going down.
That's right. Well, one of the ways they're going to try to do that is through voter fraud. Again, it's worked for them before, right? So,
well, they've got the buttons to push.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is calling these people in Washington, D.C.
Yes.
On the record.
Yep.
Making them take a position on election interference by foreigners.
Election fraud. Yes. Listen to this. This is absolutely awesome. Here it is.
One by one, could you say yes or no if you agree that we don't want foreign actors meddling in our elections? Ms. Weiser, let me start with you.
That is correct. We don't want foreign actors meddling in our elections.
As director of D.C. Board of Elections, I make no opinion statements.
No, that's a yes or no, Ms. Evans.
I provide no opinions in my role as the executive director of the District of Columbia.
So you're unable to have it. How do you do your job if you can't give an opinion or an answer? Seems like you'd be unfit to serve in the job that you have if you're unable to provide a yes or no answer on foreign actors meddling in United States elections.
My job is to administer the laws as they've been provided in the District of Columbia, and I perform my job with integrity, and I know my job well, mm-hmm. and that is my responsibility.
So you're not unable to say no, so we'll take that as a yes. You agree with foreign actors meddling in United States elections. Mr. Spies?
Strongly oppose it.
Mr. Cuccinelli?
Also oppose it, including non-citizens voting.
I agree. The House passed a resolution of disapproval with 42 Democrats voting with Republicans about the D.C. law that was passed last year called Local Residents Voting Rights Amendment Act. Local, you would think that would be United States of American residents, not non-citizens. But that allows... Here, this law passed that you obviously support foreigners meddling in our elections, is foreign diplomats, people that work at embassies, illegals, and foreign nationals allowed to vote in the District of Columbia elections. So you can tell that Democrats disagree with this because 42 Dems voted against it. Democrat senators, again, four of them wrote a letter very concerned about foreign countries, and our intelligence agencies are concerned about this. And you know what? Most Americans are. And that is a very serious, serious problem.
And there's more, but we're out of time. So you guys, you have a blessed day out there. Be safe and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific time right here.
That's right. You all have a thankful Thrash of Commie Thursday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.